This episode of We Are Libertarians is brought to you by Audible.com. Enjoy one free audiobook courtesy of We Are Libertarians. Choose from more than 100,000 audiobook titles, including works by Ron Paul, Walter Block, Murray Rothbard, and the Cato Institute. Audible.com also has audio of radio and TV programs and audio versions of magazines and newspapers. You can get the Audible app on any mobile device or download the audio to your computer. Go to audibletrial.com/WAL or head to WeAreLibertarians.com and find the link to get one free month of Audible today. All right, so after a long break, boys, could we get our... There's
proper openers.
Oh, my God.
Anything's an opener.
There's rednecks in my house.
Anything's an opener when you're a redneck from Martinsville.
Yeah, so...
The Inglorious Bastards of Bucktown.
So we introduced... sorry, I just looked at my computer and there's a meme that... I just got me distracted.
Quite dank.
It's quite a dank meme, which is what happens when you're hanging out with brutalists. So we introduced you two a little bit ago, but we talked to Mark. We had an in-depth, thoughtful discussion, and now we're here with you two.
Yeah.
So
we're going way deeper.
Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing very well tonight, dear leader. How are you?
How are you doing? Tell us a little bit about yourself. From whence do you come? That's the Queen's English.
I was born and raised in Martinsville, Indiana.
How did you become a libertarian?
By default, I think, because Republicans and Democrats they're just full of shit, I think.
Okay. And how long have you been a troll?
Oh, I'm not a troll.
Oh, please.
He's a master troll.
Actually, I've been all my life, actually.
Yeah,
I'm a practical jokester.
Okay. And you are also this kid's cousin, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, this child over here.
If you're in the super secret libertarian Facebook group, you'll know Aaron's profile photo. He is also so brave.
He is the bravest man I know.
So brave.
Actually, I take that back. Bravest woman. Let's be Caitlin.
He drives the brave mobile.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I was trolled. Even driving up here in my beautiful Thunderbird, people were waving at me.
What
all
year?
The way up.
Is that a 92?
No, it's a 1960.
Oh.
Classic.
Beautiful,
and,
beautiful car.
Tyler decided to make a magnet at work that says, so brave.
Because you are so brave.
He puts it on the trunk lid, and I think people were waving at me all the way up here because of how sweet my car is. And
no, just the bravery trail.
Come to find out, the bravery trail that I blazed on the way up to Spangles Apartment.
We were the Lewis and Clark of bravery.
So, I don't know if there's going to be a cogent thought that comes out of the second half of this episode. So we tried to get it all out in the first. And I did certainly.
Ron Paul, does
just
that count?
It depends on where you want to steer this.
I certainly did we're not capable. Want to do this in front of Mark, who is someone I respect greatly. And these two,
they are great. When you need them to be, and then when there are no repercussions, they can go as dark as you need.
This greatness never shuts off.
I'm an angel. My last name originally was
Angel. I thought
you
were shy and you were going to talk too much.
I was adopted, and my last name, I was born an angel, okay? And I can say that without...
He was.
For real or on hell?
No, that's my real last name when I was born was Angel.
Yeah.
That's almost Jesus.
Is that why you're a stripper?
Almost.
And hell.
Okay, so let's. Aaron is a longtime listener to the show. I've known him on Facebook for a long time, and I really didn't get to know these two until I started lurking in the libertarian brutalism groups, which we've talked about on past episodes. Just every awful thing. It's basically like libertarian 4chan.
But braver.
There's all these secret networks. These secret networks of libertarian brutalists and just basically it's just trolling each other. And it's
The chicks on the right.
It can be great fun.
Who?
But you can't do it all day.
Real life.
You can't you can't do it all day
long.
Someone
mentions it on a podcast that family members are probably going to listen to.
Listen.
Yeah.
You
who cares?
You know
really? I don't care.
You need
whatever.
You care because the whole do I get final edit on this? Oh my friend.
Don't
always,
talk about my grandma. You negotiated final edit?
Don't talk about Nana.
I was going to say I'd actually be impressed if you got him to give up final edit.
Don't talk about Nana and her being spry.
Yeah, exactly.
So, basically there's
pretty much knew if I asked you not to say something you would say it.
Oh, so. Of course, because...
Yeah. And yet he still did.
While we call you two libertarian trolls and brutalists, Greg and I are your leader.
Well, we showed up here and no one was here.
We thought we were all like,
hey guys,
troll.
Let's come up and podcast. And then, you know, they're not here. So
I tell everyone who comes on the podcast a certain time and I say, you have one rule. Don't be early. Because usually
we were here exactly at 6:30.
And I was not. I was getting Steak and Shake.
That's okay.
I was hungry. Had to put it into the blender and make a nice smoothie out of it.
Yep. And you didn't get your nap. Usually I just wait because I know that if I show up on time, Spangle, chances are only mesh shorts. All it's going to be on.
Maybe a shirt.
You know, I'm occasionally a shirt.
Knowing that I'm very sensitive to food and having food allergies, he feeds me some kind of non-GMO,
vegan,
gluten-free
THC
poison.
Strip.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
It was a toasted
sesame.
It looked
like a dab.
It was a toasted sesame seaweed strip. It was delicious.
It tasted good until my throat started to swell, and I had to spit it out immediately.
Greg shows up with a bag of beer. You two show up with all your alcohol.
No, I didn't have any.
And
no,
a dowry.
No,
gifts.
We had no alcohol.
I brought
a chalice.
We're like hanging out during the break, and I'm like, I'm getting a little peaked, guys. I need a smoothie. And then I whipped up a smoothie. And Greg a very berry smoothie. It's got mango. It's got strawberry. It's got banana. I need a little energy. And Greg just looks at me and goes, are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah. It's hilarious. Be a man and snort some B vitamins.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, you brought Dear Leader an offering.
I did. I brought you and Mittens and Greg.
Oh, my God.
I brought a whole sack here.
Now, full disclosure, I've partied with Tyler, so this gift is not necessary.
we've hung out.
No, listen.
We've had several lunches together, which should have been recorded as a podcast.
You can take the bow
off. Yeah.
Regrettedly so.
It feels so weird not being at Twin Peaks. There.
It does. Twin Peaks or what's
this
the place
bag
we went to?
It smells like Martinsville.
Oh, the Pint Room. In
the Pint Room. Yeah, it was wonderful.
There's all kinds of good stuff in
there.
We've
got for Cornelius and Mittens.
Oh my gosh.
Real flaked tuna in sauce, Nine Lives cat food.
Wow.
That's moist.
That's moist.
Yeah, I told you I was bringing moist.
It's
you asked
moist.
Me if I liked moist and I was hesitant.
Oh, look at this. We got a catnip chain.
Oh, my gosh.
He's trying to... Oh,
Dear
already,
Leader.
They're already...
Look at
look
him.
At, oh, she oh, wants it.
Mittens is into it. Yeah. Now, Cornelius is the ball player.
Oh, really? Kind of like you?
Yeah. So, Mittens jumps more. She's more of a tree cat.
Tree cat?
And
Jungle kitty.
Jungle kitty.
Cornelius is more of a mauser, so she's really going to get a kick out of this. And Cornelius... goes
more of a
crazy.
Barn cat.
They already
huh?
know it's for them. Look at them.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, she's been over there attacking the shit out of that bag for the last hour and a half.
All right, here we go.
She can smell it.
There she goes.
Oh. And that was disappointing.
Yeah, wow.
All right, we've got
koozies. We've got hats.
Swag.
Oh, my gosh.
Eckert swag.
Greg, you've got some stuff in
where did
there
you too? Get Eckert stuff from?
He works at Eckert.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot about that.
This is free advertising. He's not stupid.
You are kidding me. This is straight swag. It's got the phone number on it.
Here, I don't want this. You can have that.
No, that's for all your kale shakes.
Well, here, we've all got models. Shakes.
That's I got a beanie. There's a beanie.
Who's this for?
Call Niece.
That's for whoever.
That's for James Niece.
Niece. Yeah.
Or as, nice as Jeff Vibbert said, the wood nymph.
Now here's something.
The wood nymph niece.
Here's something I will not be needing.
Condoms. Oh, those are actually Greg's.
Magnum condoms. I don't need those.
I got those.
Those are a little large.
You can set those down.
Full disclosure, I did not know those were in the bag.
Yeah. Those
are... Well, thank you
retaliation
very much.
For the ISIS welcome. Threat that he texted you?
Yeah.
I'm going to put these condoms right on my shelf.
But
you should leave
I will
at
say
the front
that
door.
Is the least offensive magnet I've ever had put on my car from Tyler.
Is it really?
You should see the other ones.
Oh, yeah. I've
Wrestled a Jimmy or two?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. That is very nice.
No
you're
kidding.
Welcome.
These
I'm going to put my hat on here.
Listen, you guys are...
Those are like trucker
habits.
Hats.
Also, these are the hats that you forgot to bring us for free when we had lunch last Friday.
No,
so.
I was wearing one.
Were
I
you?
Know.
I was a little late. I apologize. Anyway, let's get to the top.
Had trendy problems.
Point.
Let's do something.
Yeah, I had trendy problems like Bruce Jenner.
Ooh.
Oh, perfect segue.
Might as well jump on in.
Were you leaking tranny fluid too?
Hey. Have you guys seen the back cover of Vanity Fair?
Shut up.
Have you?
You know...
You know what I hate? I made that and someone stole it on Reddit.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you made that?
I
made
this. Is a friend from Michigan that just
that is
no,
like,
it made it all the way to the front page of I'm going to hell for this, and someone just sniped it and put it on there.
Well, I saw it on like
that's Ace Ventura, right?
I know. Yeah, it's the Finkel Einhorn.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I just photoshopped it, or not photoshopped, but like cropped it and then put that on there. And
that
I was
scarred
like,
me as a child.
Did it really?
Yeah, I hit the VHS.
Ray Finkel.
Laces out. Laces out, Greg.
I'm impressed. I've seen that everywhere.
Yeah.
Look at you.
See, I thought you found it. I didn't realize
I like
you
to take
it.
No, I actually made it.
The first person I did see it from was you.
So yeah,
I like to steal dank memes and take credit, too.
Yeah, it was on 9gag, but all it was the picture, and then they just didn't get the actual text right. And so I liberated it and made it right. And then someone stole it and just threw it all over the internet.
You need your own watermark.
I know.
Listen.
I know.
Back in the day when I was making videos, I used to watermark them shits. People steal the hell out of them.
All right, so here's the rules, boys. We need to talk one at a time. All right, so if Greg is talking, the three of us don't talk. If you talk, you just don't talk, Aaron. Okay. When the three of us are talking, you don't talk. And when it's your turn to talk, don't talk.
I apologize.
Sorry.
I'm just screwing around.
I'm sorry.
He was like,
you hurt his feels.
I did.
Damn. He was so sad.
I know.
I almost fell down.
Oh,
I was going to gravel. But.
I am serious. Let's not talk over each other. We have a lot to discuss.
It's annoying for the listeners.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. We can't just talk about our memes that nobody can see.
We've got to talk
about the important issues of the day. What are those, Greg? Tell me what they are.
Did you know that you are, in fact, more free today due to the passage of the USA Freedom Act than you were last week?
So let me see if I haven't had a nap today, so I'm a little punchy. I'm not quite Aunt Donna jerking off a youth pastor punchy, but
whoa.
I'm more sleepy punchy.
Irritable.
Irritable. Yes, that's a good word. I don't believe that when the United States Congress passes something called the USA Freedom Act, that a law will make me more free. Am I correct?
You are not. You have a greater grace period of freedom.
Okay.
So the way the law is written now, well, actually, no, because there isn't a law. So the interpretation of the courts are that the NSA is allowed to do the bulk collection of metadata. And that was never codified into law, and that was a lot of the electronic is it the Electronic Freedom Foundation? Is that right?
Yes. EFF, yeah.
That was a lot of their contention is that this now creates a framework to ensure it after a federal appellate court ruled that it was not constitutional, it violated the Fourth Amendment. And so Mitch McConnell kind of threw a hissy fit. Rand Paul done his pseudo filibuster. And then Mitch McConnell had proposed four amendments that would have watered down everything. You know, it would have made it way more accessible for the NSA to just go in and collect the data. But the more I investigated into this, really, this Section 215 of the Patriot Act that Rand Paul has publicized and Ron Wyden and the like is not the issue. It appears to be the issue, but really now all it does is allow the phone companies will hold their data, although this doesn't tell them how long they have to hold it, interestingly. So and it actually allows them to report every time it's requested, so it made it easier. And then there were some FISA court changes, which are always good because we don't know anything about FISA. We know about as much about FISA courts as we do Pluto. And
this
creates sort of a... it gives us some more information on how they're formed, and it used to be every ruling or interpretation they issued was classified top secret.
Okay,
and so now those can be publicized, and you can see the legal justification for allowing something.
Hmm. Okay,
so basically, all it is now AT&T in 6 months because the NSA still has 6 months to collect. AT&T will then get a request from a FISA court. The NSA will go to them, and they'll put in a request, and it's what's called two hops. So if they request your data twice, your metadata, and can't prove anything, they cannot do it a third time, which is nice, and which is one of the lesser publicized elements of this law. But it really doesn't matter because a separate act, 702 of the FISA,
allows unlimited data, not only collection, but the content of phone calls, Facebook messages, internet. Even when Facebook, or I don't know if you'll remember this news story, they pretended to be Google, yep. Google servers, and they just siphoned off all the data to search through. And so that is the primary issue, and then as well as an executive order that was after Watergate, it's a long, under Reagan, to stop corruption. Those are the ones that are driving this entire... I mean, those are the ones where, like, the Sarnet brothers, when there was a CNN anchor that knew the content of the call and it got leaked CNN, that's the justification they're using. And it is unconstitutional, but it has not made it up to the Supremes. Realistically, it probably won't. It'll get stopped beforehand. And I know Tyler knows quite a bit about this. He's done a lot of research about it. So if anything I missed, you and Aaron, you know, want to fill in?
Feel free to jump in.
I'm scared to now.
Why?
Because you're on record?
Yeah.
Oh, well, NSA's you're here. Listening. You might as well just...
They've been listening to you forever. They haven't got you yet. Please.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if they request twice, don't they have to just get a general warrant? And that's the problem that Thomas Massie had with it.
That is the issue. It's not necessarily general. So general means that you can go and get an individual warrant on whoever you want whenever, like a general writ.
Sure.
This is a bulk warrant.
But they were concerned that the FISA court judges would just grant any warrant. So what's the point?
Well, they had a 95% granting rate from what we could tell.
Yeah.
So. This creates also essentially a U.S. advocate, a patriot advocate position on these.
The Fourth Amendment specifically asked for a particular reason, and you know, and I don't know that a general warrant is particular enough for me.
It is a reason.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not a criminal, you have nothing to hide.
Hey, right. I like what Snowden said this week.
Yeah.
You know.
Chris, have you followed this at all?
A little bit.
Quite scary.
I'm very cynical, so it's kind of, you know, let's go back to what Rand Paul did. So, cover the act a little bit. How did Rand Paul single-handedly kill the Patriot Act? Can we walk through some of that timeline and talk about what happened?
The thing is, he had a better grasp of Senate parliamentary rules than John McCain, than Mitch McConnell, even though Mitch McConnell should... Being the leader of the Senate, the Senate Majority Leader, he should know. He should have the Senate parliamentarian on call at all times. And so, realistically, they could have stopped Rand from going on 10 hours. They could have, I think, limited it to 3, but it pushed it back. And then the House had already passed the U.S. Freedom Act, but then Mitch McConnell introduced 4 amendments that would have watered all the reforms down and just. Really renewed the Patriot Act. And then, though, Rand made a stand. It was that was on Sunday when we were all – I forget what you were doing exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Joe
– Not that. Thank you.
Joe was quite enthralled with C-SPAN, too.
Be a gentleman, please.
Wow.
And Joe, by the way, because Joe posted the I Stand With Rand photo on his and We Are Libertarians, he ended up in the Rand Paul promotional campaign video. So
yeah.
Wow.
I needed that diversity.
I'm telling you, if you are a minority and you're not a libertarian, you are missing out on so much publicity. It's incredible.
It's true, man.
I mean,
look how famous Harry's become in the last few months.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Dear Leader exploited him at the Midwest Wall Conference or Y'all Conference 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, every angle he made sure Harry was in it, even if it was just a corner somewhere, random.
When
Harry
I worked at the Libertarian Party of Indiana, if you were a female, a soldier,
any
minority
insurance?
No,
no. Okay.
Racism insurance. Harry, come here.
Oh man.
No. Don't clap like that. That's racist.
It was offbeat. I'm totally white.
I would take your photo, but so. Was the Patriot Act ever up for renewal, or was it basically just...
Scheduled to sunset.
They knew and then they called it something different, the Freedom Act. And
there were several bills. The best existing was Ron Wyden's, and then it wasn't Rand who co-authored it. It was another Republican, Mike Lee. Right. And then there was a McConnell, Graham, McCain, you know, KGB bill.
Worst birthday present ever, by the way, a McConnell Graham.
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday.
Who shockingly had already sworn his endorsement to Rand Paul. So he has endorsed Rand Paul for president and cannot undo it.
Is he genetically part turkey with that neck?
No. Part turtle.
Turtle, okay.
The gobbler?
Every time I see Mitch McConnell, I think of Dana Carvey.
Turtle.
Turtle.
Okay, so it wasn't going to be the Patriot Act anymore. They were going to do something else, and they were going to reform it.
So go ahead, Tyler.
Well, the Patriot Act, it wasn't American enough. They had to name it Freedom.
Right. Right,
because that's what
Al-Qaeda
hates.
Who disagrees with freedom?
Who disagrees with?
How are you going to vote against it?
You can't.
You can't.
And it doesn't matter if you do anyway.
That really is a stupid name choice. Like, what idiot thought that up?
I don't know. If I were Senate Majority Leader, I would name everything the Ending Poverty Act, no matter what it was going to.
I mean, who
you know, Stop Racism and Poverty Act, even if it was to fund. Whatever, unrelated, just so I could say on record that you don't want to stop racism or stop poverty.
I'm going to Haiti tomorrow to liberate.
Oh, that's
I'm going to liberate them from poverty.
Hashtag bring back our girls.
Exactly. Coney 2012.
Okay. So I'm off my game tonight. You two are throwing me off with all your...
I thought you did show prep.
Yeah, what's going on? He didn't read the PDF.
No. I never read the PDF.
I don't think he's ever read it.
No, that's not true.
Did you read it once?
I have, once or twice.
Have you?
Yeah, I find it to be very helpful.
Do you really?
I do, actually.
Oh, wow.
I really like when you do it, because then I have the option of knowing what we're going to talk about.
I'm going to ignore
it's
you know voluntary. When you're off time.
Right. It's not forced.
I voluntarily could prep for my own podcast, but why would I? Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, I was going to say something about Edward Snowden earlier, this quote that he had, but it completely
rustled you?
Yeah, left my... So I had to pull it up on the internet. And he said that arguing that you don't care about the right to privacy because you have nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say.
Right.
And I just really liked what he had to say about that. And he's one of my heroes, so I had to quote him.
Yeah. So what is the big Utah facility that the NSA runs? What is it doing today?
What is it? I mean, they still collect data under the 702 FISA amendment.
Yeah,
they
sure.
still collect it under the executive order. It's not like this was such a huge reform that we all of a sudden can just start calling Amir, start calling ISIS members, and then hope that our two hops it isn't caught through the metadata. I hate to say it because I do love the sentiment of pulling government back, of getting things hopefully started just a bit, even though it's hard to, reform anything in Washington. But this really will not make you any less spied on or create any more privacy.
Yeah, I don't think they care about the rule of law.
No, well, that's been established clearly. Yeah. James Clapper is the head of the NSA, and he doesn't even care about truth.
Exactly.
Or consequences, or going before Congress and going to jail for life. Like, those are all, those are all things that from the elite and the people of the government class at the highest levels, it does not apply. You look at General Petraeus, betraying state secrets, using Al-Qaeda tactics to...
he was on Fox News today.
Right. And, General Petraeus gets a slap on the wrist, but, Edward Snowden needs to be prosecuted
and
flex under the law.
ISIS in the correct manner.
No one does, because nobody knows what to do.
Make sure you're talking right into that mic for me, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Thank you.
You told him not to talk.
Check.
Yeah.
That was a joke. Everybody was laughing hysterically.
Well, that's via the webcam because I see his face.
Listen, that's a drop cam, okay?
Drop cam.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hi, Harry.
Harry's opening that thing up right now.
Oh, probably. That's what she said. So... I posted a comment earlier in the week, and I said, far be it from me to be cynical, but I am, because...
Oh, I remember this.
And I wrestled Creighton's jimmies quite hard.
Yeah, you did.
Here we go.
Because while it was a great symbolic victory, it really kind of felt like that was the only type of victory that it was. Like, it brought awareness to the issue, and it changed how a few things work, but the principles are still taking place. The mass collection is still taking place.
For six months,
but yeah, because sunsets always expire. What did Rand Paul actually accomplish?
Well, he got reform done legally, so he actually improved the non-existent interpretation of the non-existent law in the books.
All right, so actual laws were written,
and he opposed this. The USA Freedom Act was not something that went far enough for him.
Right.
So he in fact does oppose freedom, and I can't wait to see how Ted Cruz uses that. But this, you know, this is something where. Are we at a point where the bureaucracy is so big and so unmanageable, and it's like what I think George W. Bush told Glenn Beck back when he was leaving office, that it doesn't matter what Obama wants to do, he won't be able to do anything.
Yeah,
like it's almost there's a pseudo government that exists outside the bounds of democracy.
Is he still the president? Because he's been quite silent the past few weeks, hasn't he?
He really has. He hasn't irrelevant. Engaged in all this. Yeah,
he's very very irrelevant.
He's been irrelevant for quite a few years now, actually.
Yeah. He's just a...
What about Rand Paul? He's saving face. He's running for president. Look at all
he's
the publicity.
He's gaining points. He's gaining points, and he's pushing ideas forward.
And not on the Republican or Libertarian side, because there's plenty of Democrats who don't want to be spied on.
Well, I will give Rand Paul credit that he did something, and he did as much as he could with the time and abilities and legal maneuvers.
Capital
that he had. I mean, he did what he could, and that is, in this day and age, a great thing, that something was done for libertarianism, and at least a stand was made. And even if I don't like the end result, I do give him kudos for actually doing something. And I don't feel like it was a grandstanding for president. I feel like he would have totally done it no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, I don't even think it was just for libertarianism. I think he did it for the people. I mean, the Constitution is what he's standing up for.
Yeah.
Which,
the most.
How can you be against it? And we're praising this guy because he's the only person that's standing up against it.
And he hates freedom because he stands up for the Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, not the only one. I mean, Ron Wyden is so good on these issues.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. But, I mean, who else is getting the credit for it? I mean,
I believe there were 23 votes against. It was 67-23, and of the 23, 7 were saying
that
it was too watered down.
What's your excuse to argue against it?
They're saying it didn't go far enough, so they couldn't vote for it.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
So, you know, it was probably Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Sessions, you know.
who are two of the most disgraceful people in the Senate, in my mind? I mean, as far as if you're a libertarian, you find them totally disgraceful.
Lindsey's running for president, guys.
Yeah. Lindsey also said today.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That really rustled me.
So he basically, one of the Fox News guys said, well, you know, a lot of Americans are weary of war. And Lindsey Graham said, well, then don't vote for me.
I'll tell you what.
Obliged.
It's been too long. I need some war in my life.
I think we've been at war.
I can't sleep at night unless there's bombs dropping.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as it's not in this country.
They are just.
As long
are
as
they becoming
on someone brown, you know, across over the borders, and they're not, you know.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, I mean that's basically our mantra now, isn't it?
Are Lindsey Graham and John McCain becoming unhinged?
They are without a home in American politics. That's what's really going on. They are they're grasping for relevancy in a world where they are no longer fit. But they are so. Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Jeff Sessions, John Cornyn, that old guard of statesmen Republicans, and had it not been for Richard Murdoch, Dick Lugar would still be there.
Right.
That class of Republican senators are just the world. The political landscape's changed.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold on.
They are. And they can because of the clout they have. And no one dares challenge Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. You know,
who pays the bills?
Yeah, he gets money back like none other. I mean, he's probably built so many children's hospitals, he makes Peyton Manning look like, you know, a slob. But, you know, that's the thing, though, is how long can they possibly be stuck in the Senate? And are they going to run again? I mean, we got Dan Coats, who, I swear, Indiana has a Joe Donnelly, who's a Democrat, who only won because Richard Murdoch thought that women wanted to be raped. And then
that guy killed his own campaign swiftly.
And he's not a bad guy. He just should never say what he thinks. He should just stick to the bumper sticker talking points and let it ride. But then you have Dan Coats, who hadn't lived in Indiana since probably the 70s. And had been lobbying for years, and all of a sudden he's back, and I love the Hoosier State.
That's what we need, is more lobbyists in the Senate.
It is. It is. That's what we get. We get, and it's only the filler. That's what really drives me crazy. So, like, we didn't have a good, there wasn't a good Republican-vetted candidate to run as a senator in Indiana, because Mitch Daniels, for whatever reason, decided to go into the quasi-private market.
Purdue.
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah. Community college in West Lafayette.
Yeah, exactly.
But Mitch Daniels was supposed to be the guy. And, you know, people even thought he'd run for president. He wrote the book and had all the issues. Yeah. And how there's no one on the Republican bench in Indiana, which is the only bench, ready to run for Senate.
There's Todd Young, who was very outspoken against what Rand Paul did. And he lined up the two former chairmen that you really need to win anything in Indiana, surprisingly. Yeah. And he got the endorsement. He's not even declared candidate. He's not even really raised money or started a PAC or anything. Yeah, but not even that. I mean, everybody's kind of been wondering if he'll get in. There's already one congressman in, Marlon Stutzman, and then former chairman Eric Holcomb, who has Mitch Daniels' blessing and probable endorsement. So it was kind of weird for Kittle and Hubbard to endorse him, but... You know, so here's Dan Coats being replaced by Todd Young, who's this, you know, another hawk, sort of a Tom Cotton type, I would say.
Oh, God.
I love me some Cotton.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Cotton in 2016.
Stop it. It's like memes on the radio.
It's like nine gag for your ears.
But way more tantalizing.
He's your congressman.
I know.
Todd Young.
You like him?
Dog?
No, I didn't vote for him.
Do you vote?
I vote at all.
Yeah, I vote. Yeah, sure. I'm a registered
Republican.
I don't
pay my taxes. Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
total anarchist move.
Crank call.
He's kidding.
Cut him off.
So I don't know. It really, the Republican Party is just in such a free fall. It's there's so many different camps, and it's just...
An establishment Republican cannot be the president of the United States ever again.
Right.
Won't happen. Won't matter if it's Jeb. Doesn't matter if it's Lindsey Graham. Doesn't matter if it's Scott Walker. Doesn't matter if it's... Really, Ted Cruz can't win.
No.
It's got to be a grassroots excited...
It has to be someone that goes back to foundational values, and that's what that strain Rand hits. I mean, Rand's leading... Rand is the number one polling Republican.
Not according to Fox News. He's not on any of their polls.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's left out.
Well,
they black
Ron.
Out them like ISIS.
Yeah, black this out.
Right? Yeah, Ron Paul won, 30% of the vote in 2012 in Iowa? Is that right?
Yeah, well, that was back like when that, they had him. He won like 34%, and they had him at the bottom below like the ninth, whoever won like ninth.
But they always do that. I mean, you know, Roger Ailes is never going to allow the libertarian strain to rise. I mean, literally, Rand Paul says he's talking about letting the Patriot Act sunset and filibustering, and Rick Santorum comes out from God knows where in a sweater vest and declares for president and starts wailing away.
Is beyond me.
Rick Perry announced today, too.
Rick Perry's the one that's interesting to me.
So I don't understand what was Ted Cruz's reasoning against arguing against Rand Paul's stance, because they seem to be simpatico on a lot of different things, and even on some of these issues, they've been, you know, the first Rand Paul filibuster, Ted Cruz was very helpful to Rand Paul.
Ted took the easy way out in saying that this created the law. So, you know, with the appellate court decision, there was no longer a precedent for the bulk data collection, and so there was no need to pass a law. The Freedom Act makes it through the House and actually now creates that framework.
So is that a valid libertarian argument?
A libertarian argument? Absolutely, because it's pass a law, bro. Right. You know what I mean? And but for Ted Cruz, Ted's tough. Ted is a... extremely smart individual, you know, two degrees from Princeton, top in his class in both in law and undergrad, and debate champion all over the world. But there's something about him you can't trust when he's a guy who's supposed to be part of the Liberty Caucus, declares for president at Liberty Liberty University, Jerry Falwell's university, you just say that's snake oil.
Right.
That he is selling snake oil. His wife's a Goldman Sachs corporate relations management, or, you know.
It is very weird where I have questions about Ted Cruz's character, but less about, like, his words.
He does rhetoric and oratory. He's a politician.
Trust what he's saying, and I trust that he believes what he's saying. Where with Rand Paul, I don't necessarily trust what he's saying when he's saying it. Exactly. But, like, I trust Rand Paul implicitly. I do not trust Ted Cruz as a person, if that makes sense.
Why can Rand stand up for Mitt Romney in 2012 and say, I'm going to back you, and everyone freaks out? Ron Paul backs neoconservatives like, I guess I consider Ted Cruz a neoconservative, but he backed him, and no one says anything. I mean, I guess Ron gets a pass.
Ron's Teflon, because he was the first one of the wall.
Teflon,
don't
Ron.
Don't you talk bad about
him. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you were, it'd be like saying, there was a girl that came before Rosa Parks. But she was pregnant when it happened in Memphis.
Oh, exactly.
That's no good.
And she was a pregnant teen.
Was it yours, Greg?
1950s. Birmingham and Memphis. I was on the late night red eye.
He's a libertarian Highlander.
But, you know, there are those that are OG that get the free pass. Well, I mean, and then there's just guys like Bill Clinton who are so beloved personally that it doesn't matter what they do.
Exactly.
It's like, God, I love Bill. I don't care. He could have killed a guy. He's going to be fun to play golf with Saturday.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in a pretty Republican circle, though. When I was a kid, I was taught to hate Bill Clinton. You know, I was just a young kid, and, you know, we need to get rid of this guy.
He has brought disdain on the White House.
Yeah, I was like a young Ted Kaczynski, brought to all these gun shows and things.
Okay, what?
No, I mean, seriously. Really? I mean, I was...
Anarchist
cookbook? I had all the bumper stickers before it was cool.
I was brought up to be a young Ted Kaczynski.
God bless my aunt and uncle.
Brought me to gun shows in the early 90s, and that's where Timothy McVeigh, that was like his playground. He sold bumper stickers, like conservative bumper stickers.
Swag.
He was a survivalist,
really.
Yeah,
because what's funny is what used to be a survivalist is now a Tea Partier.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they're
preppers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, food insurance with Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's so weird that that's the Republican Party, that's a political party, period. That should never be a political party. Exactly. Survivalists and food insurance is not a platform.
Well, it's whoever's buying the advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. Cash for gold.
I think we've seen the lack. I mean, I've talked about the lack of consistent philosophy or intelligence in most of the Republican Party. But the Bruce Jenner stuff, the Caitlyn Jenner stuff, has really kind of exposed a lot of that. And I mean, it really, there are seminal moments where you just realize what friends you need to unfriend. Mm-hmm. And I think this has been one of them for me. I mean, it is one thing if you're coming from a loving place and, you know, you're a hardcore Christian. I think everybody at this table has a lot of those people who would look at Caitlyn Jenner or Maya and say, you know, from a biblical perspective, I can't support this. This is against my beliefs. Okay. I can understand that. But then there is like the I'm going to be the playground bully person. And they're all Republicans, and they all it all comes from a bigoted place.
Comparing them to an apparition in the Catholic Church, comparing them to the possessed girl in The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such... Oh.
Well, it kind of goes back to the tribalistic nature of, something you don't understand and just attacking it.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't understand it, so attack it.
Yeah, before it grows.
Purge it.
Why would you attack one of your own, though, when he's a Republican? He's called himself a Republican.
But he's a California Republican.
It's an interesting paradigm.
Exactly. But it comes down to the point of, does this affect me in any personal way? And it doesn't, so... What the hell do you have a problem with it?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think I don't care what Caitlyn Jenner does with her body.
Exactly.
And neither should you.
As long as she doesn't want to become an MMA fighter and beat up women, you know, I have a problem with that.
Here's the thing. We own our own bodies. We make decisions for ourselves, and this is the fundamental libertarian belief that I own my body, Tyler owns his, Aaron sells his. Greg owns his.
Leases.
Right.
Installment plan.
But even in the selling of Aaron's body.
3 inches at a time.
What?
He's so brave.
Cut that out.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I think it's just provocative.
Installed 3 inches at a time.
So we own our own body. We make our own decisions. And what if Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn Jenner violates your religion? How is it any business of yours that shouldn't be legal? I mean,
you are missing the changing dynamic of what's going on in this world right now.
Okay.
It is the right to not be offended.
Right.
That's worse. That is worse.
Vox had an article today. Exactly. A left-wing liberal professor. Tyler, you shared it first.
Yeah, he's scared to death.
Yeah, I sent it last night, I believe.
You did, yeah. And I didn't read it, and I finally read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is sad, because if a left private... I forget what university. I wish I could remember off the top of my head. Do you remember?
I don't. I can pull up the article.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a left-wing university.
Oh, it's all over.
And he was a liberal arts professor for sure. And he was so afraid of one of his liberal students being offended that he would lose his job immediately. And this is a tenured professor, which they should abuse. My dad was a professor, and he always had a colleague that always said, if you're not abusing tenure once a day, you're not doing it right. You know, but anymore, the culture has changed from the free speech to free from offense.
Right.
And it's a cultural thing. There really isn't anything. You can't stop something like that. Because the millennial generation that aren't liberty oriented are feels oriented.
Well,
right now I have a feeling my feels are about to be violated because I'm seeing smirks while everybody's looking at their phones.
No, it's Stephen Fry said it best. He said, it's now very common to hear people say, I'm rather offended by that, as if it gives them certain rights. It's no more than a whine. It has no meaning. It has no purpose. It has no reason to be respected as a phrase. I'm offended by that. Well, so fucking what? You know?
Yeah, I was going to quote that off the top of my head, but
did you have that memorized?
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes because
it's like,
listen, you're offended about something that I said or someone else did. Okay, well they're not. Obviously, or you wouldn't be offended, so we're even. Let's just move on.
No, you're not.
At what point do we grow up
and we stop acting?
Doesn't
like
matter. Because now we've entered the realm of popularity.
Right.
And the majority
determines.
Is it
Twitter? Is it the internet?
No, majority determines all.
Oh,
it's the majority instills and creates the force.
It's a giant popularity contest.
It always is. And like that's why the protecting the individual rights.
Look how offended I am, you know.
Well, I know you're offended.
It's the new culture. Yeah. But no, I'm never offended.
Yeah.
That's why I'm happier than you.
I have had people fundraising off pictures I've made of you at Mexican restaurants in Martinsville.
No,
in real life.
Greg's memes have been spread far and wide.
And you've never once gotten offended or been upset?
No,
there's been a few take that down, but it's not because he's offended. It's because other people in his life will be upset.
Well, yeah, I don't want to.
I
don't want to make Aaron's life worse.
I'm not an antagonist. I'm not going to intentionally try to offend you. But if you are because of something I, you know, actually believe in and want to share,
have a hot spot for religion.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's your trigger.
Yeah. Well,
you see Jesus riding one dinosaur, and you just lose it and go crazy.
Yeah, it offends me.
I know.
But, so what? I don't expect someone else to change what they're doing because I'm offended.
No, but you have no problem going in and regulating.
No, I mean I can put my 2 cents in there. You know,
2 cents is that's one way of putting it. Not that I haven't done the same thing, but our culture's changing, and that's inevitable. It's like we are experiencing the same cognitive dissonance that McCain, Graham, all those guys are. Our millennial generation was raised that I'm to be protected. You are not to have unpopular views, and if you do, be silent.
Well, but the funny thing is that there are no sacred cows anymore. Everything is up for debate. Nothing is sacred.
As it
everything's sacred.
I would disagree. Everything now is sacred.
No, but
you
here's
can't
what
talk
I'm
about religion.
Let me finish my point. So you have this in society. You've got things like religion, things like politics, things like long held beliefs, long held traditions. Even down to things like circumcision. You know, which
gender,
gender even. Everything is up for debate, but but now everything is judged by how it makes you feel, you know? And it just kind of, it's...
Like the meme you shared.
We've moved like a level deeper. It used to be, how did it affect you?
Right.
Now it's, it didn't have a physical effect on you, but how did it affect you mentally?
The heaviest because that's things a crime. You carry are your feels.
Yeah, they are. And that is the social justice warrior generation.
And I don't think it's not religion that triggers me, because I just have PTSD from people trying to control other people. And if you use religion as a means to control other people, that's what upsets me. I don't care. You can believe whatever you want. And
as long as it doesn't offend you?
No, and I don't exactly. No, and I don't blame you because the world's a dark place, and who doesn't want a little bit of myth or ritual to distract you from that? I mean, I have no problem with any of that.
Because you still go from time to time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have a good relationship with your minister, even.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an awesome guy. And I've never had a problem with the church in general or the church that I grew up in. It's just when people try to use religion as a mechanism for control or tyranny, it really does bother me. It almost makes my head spin.
So. Get a little fired up. Yeah. You call in the fraternal order.
Exactly.
I think the problem is that people become emotional about things that they don't need to be emotional about.
It's
tying it in
very,
together.
Well,
very,
not knowing how to tribalism. Separate.
You're not like me, so we need to purge you.
No. I wouldn't say that. I think it's feeling too much.
Nobody, no.
It's being too emotional.
Nobody is actually offended by anything, but everybody is offended for other people. So if somebody walked in and let's say Joe was sitting here and we were joking with Joe like we always do, and this new person was sitting there just being horribly offended and then felt the need to speak up and defend Joe, that is a form of control. Because they don't understand the love that that Greg and I have for Joe. I just bit my tongue. The love that Greg and I have for Joe, the respect that we have for Joe, the camaraderie that we have for Joe, and that is going back the other way to both Greg and I. You know, we tease each other. I make fun of Maya's transgenderist.
Yeah,
trans.
You're like the one license holder that can get away with it.
I'm the only
dying.
Person that can get away with it. Without,
I don't know. I coined the term trans angst in a thread on Facebook earlier, and I think that's
did that get
prevalent?
Her?
Yeah, kind of.
Greg
I think
makes
she called me a bitch.
Greg makes ridiculous photoshops of me where I'm standing behind Justin Bieber. You know,
I didn't make that public, and you just announced that, and that's never been on this one before.
You were just standing.
We make fun of the frat boy stuff, like.
Yeah.
We've turned him into Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn Jenner, and we call him what, Belinda?
Belinda.
No,
you
he's going
Caitlyn.
Through a transition.
He coined Belinda, but
to circle
it's
back
been Belinda
to circle
months.
Back to my point.
Jesus.
That person sitting in this room that was new, that doesn't understand the context, that doesn't understand the history, the love, the respect, the way that we interact, would feel the need to speak up and control the situation. And so poor little defenseless minority Joe needs somebody to help stand up.
A social justice warrior.
Yeah, right.
You know.
And trust me, Joe Ruiz needs no protection.
No.
Because he gives it back just as good as he.
Exactly.
I've been on
right.
more sailing ships.
He's getting better at Photoshop.
You know? Yeah, he's improving. It's scary.
I know.
I've yet to meet
I think
Joe.
He's become self-aware.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to mind your own goddamn business.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Which it comes back
but
to.
But you can't when everything's on the internet.
But
which
we,
is the.
Everyone has to have an opinion.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Everything.
And everyone has an opinion.
And everyone
and we
has
gave
an asshole.
Outlet. No.
And
everyone
everyone's
has the outlet.
Asshole stinks like your opinions.
Exactly.
Boom.
But we've created some perverse incentives. So, like. No, really, we have because the advocacy is the but I mean that's the way to popularity now.
I know.
It's the I need feminism because it's the I can create a movement
internet
by
ideologues.
Being an advocate for whatever. Yeah. Whereas if I am a defender, I will never get noticed because I will always be on the I'll be reacting, never proactive.
Well, if you stick up for it, you're going to have attention drawn to you. Like,
well, yeah, but people will do that for pure publicity.
Oh,
not
yeah,
for
that's what
reason.
I'm saying. Exactly. But not,
you know what the crazy thing
not
is?
Not because it's the right thing to do, or even if they think it's the right thing to do.
No, they just
because
want to
be
noticed.
Hypocrites, and they'll do it.
Everybody really gets on Maya's shit for standing up for herself. Now, Maya does it in a very brazen and abrasive way.
Some might say social jihad.
But Maya also, there's a method to her madness.
Yeah.
Everybody gets very uncomfortable when somebody stands up for themselves, but not when somebody stands up for somebody completely different than themselves.
Exactly.
You know, that everybody needs an advocate, but if you stand up for yourself, then it's uncomfortable and there's something wrong with you.
Rarely is it reactive with Maya, though. Normally, she's kind of like blazing a trail.
Sure. She's blazing something.
Yeah, vapes.
Yeah, lots of vapes.
Tons of coils. Check out coils.
Check out liberated vapes.
The thing is, though, is there a protection? Since we live in a world where we've eliminated one constitutional amendment, fourth, by...
Exactly.
Whatever. I don't know.
Legally.
The Patriot Act was the legal justification for the erosion of the rights. But now that this has changed... And it's pretty clear that the Patriot Act was merely almost a cover.
This is side
for the fight. Real rulings. And the real fight starts now. But I don't know that you're going to get any. I don't know that you can even get the way the law is written. Like with this, this 702, the FISA Amendment is. It starts with 702. It's much longer than that.
Yeah.
But the ruling, they're spying on foreign individuals so they can suck up all the data.
Yeah.
And it's okay, though, if they suck up domestic data because then they can use that to look for criminals. And it's the worst interpretation ever.
Now, how can we tie in the NSA stuff with the Silk Road trial? Because I think there are implications that cross back and forth there.
Excuse me. Do you think you're the host of this program?
No, I don't.
The dear leader just...
But I've been
dying to talk. That looked like a challenge to the throne.
I think so. That was a coup.
Hey, I'm sitting
You come up in here...
Is this the queen side or the
mittens.
King side of the table?
Attack!
I'm just really interested to hear what Greg has to say about Ross.
Yeah, I'm curious too. I'm joking, but I find it completely outrageous that somebody starts a dark web pharmacy and ends up with life in prison. You know, when it's the sentencing is so far out of the bounds of
it's very
you know who
sense.
Pierre Audemars is, the guy that founded eBay?
Yes.
So if I sold a pirated DVD on eBay, would he go to jail for life?
He should under
should.
This act.
Because just because it's on the deep web.
But that's the precedent they're setting and with this trial, and nobody seems to care. And nobody seems
well, the
to
funny
know
thing is,
who Ross is.
No, he's Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah.
He's the
no,
Dread Pirate.
Allegedly. They haven't even proved that was him.
Well, they caught him when he was in San Francisco and had all his logins. But he hadn't been active on the site.
They have to prove it.
Yeah,
you're innocent
until
proven guilty.
Not anymore.
Am I wrong?
Not yeah, that doesn't happen.
Not under these imaginary
I think
no,
it was
not on
just,
the deep web
right.
with drugs and kids and
it was
children
a modern
in the fields.
Day witch hunt.
And all the FBI agents who are running
it's
amok.
Very disheartening.
Yeah, the two FBI agents that caught him are now going to be serving federal prison time for the misallocation of bitcoins because they took them, siphoned them off to the tune of about $800,000.
Did they buy margarita mixers and prostitutes in the Caribbean?
No, they were just dumb enough to use a BitWallet that wasn't fully encrypted.
You never do.
Government
Next time, call Harry, guys.
I know.
I mean,
Harry's your guy. Harry's your guy if you want to undermine democracy and freedom. And...
What do you mean? He was all for freedom. That's what the Silk Road was.
Well, kind of. It's not government-sponsored freedom. Which is the only kind of freedom
well,
that,
no
that is allowed.
There's no oil on the internet. It can't be government-sponsored.
There's some oil on the internet.
No. I don't know websites.
No, but I'm saying that if you look at it, there's going to be there's always the advocate for law. We're a country of laws, not men, and that
like,
ties into the argument of my feels and the popularity, and I have the right to not being offended because
that's where Rand Paul kind of pisses off some libertarians by saying that you know people like Edward Snowden ought to be locked up because it's you
he
know,
broke the law.
He broke the law. I may agree with what he did, but he Terrible broke the law, and that's it.
And you can bet that if Rand Paul were president, he would pardon Edward Snowden if Edward Snowden was convicted.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it may not be in his first term, but if he were reelected and it was at the end.
It's nothing new. He's always had the same principle.
Because you kind of you have to either say, like, I know Spangle's been on the gradual decay from minarchism. And right now he's captivated by cat pictures on LOL cat.
We're
subreddit.
Not sure what he's doing.
I'm just monitoring the We Are Libertarian social media to see if there's anything interesting there. Nope.
Probably not. Because this
Yeah, we're all here, so.
Yeah, this crew.
That is true. There's very little activity taking place on the internet because the internet is in my house.
Yeah. You do realize there's like 1,500 sock accounts in between three people.
We run the largest social media network.
We built you up this high.
And you can take me down, too.
Not at this point.
My family wishes I had a sock account to
oh, yes, they do.
Spread some of the memes around and not on my own page.
Oh, my
God. Social media herpes.
Yeah, which is very contagious.
Man, Tyler just came in with a snipe, the cousin snipe.
I know. He's been undermining you. What did you...
He's on the fourth two-hearted, or fifth, maybe. I don't know how many he's
had. Is he?
Good thing he's driving, right?
No, he is not.
For your laws.
He's not driving my car.
Well, so that is interesting, too, because I think that's something actually all of us experience, because I know I was told I was hated by Spangle's mom last week.
By my mom.
Yeah, how often does your wife get mad at you for all your antics and in your relationships on the social media?
I think she just rolls her eyes. You know, she doesn't care, you know, what I post anymore. She's pretty open to it, and actually,
yes, she is.
She's voted libertarian, even though I told her, you know, you can vote for.
Has she really?
Yeah, she did last election. I told her to vote her heart, and she came back and she told me she voted for as many libertarians as she could.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, my parents voted for Ron Paul. They were afraid I would disown them if they didn't.
Well, that's how you lead, is through fear.
Yeah, I put a Ron Paul sign in their yard. I told them that if they remove it, they may never see me again. So.
I'd raise the black flag and declare ISIS caliphate.
No. You use the grandchildren. That's your supreme weapon with the parents.
Exactly.
You'll never see your grandchildren again.
I'll hold my own child hostage just to make you angry.
Grandparents' rights.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on grandparents' rights.
Well, so Bruce Jenner, you were a part of creating Maya. And I really want to compliment you on the way that you piggybacked off of the whole Caitlyn Jenner brouhaha and promoted Creating Maya to get some page views.
It's not even about page views, because that one we're not trying to get page views. It's Creating Maya is a podcast that you can find in iTunes. You can find it at wal-radio.com. You'll find the podcast there, but the best way is just to go look up in iTunes and search for it, or check my personal Facebook page or the Wall Facebook page from earlier this week. There's 14 episodes of us covering over a 2-year period of Maya's transition from Jeremiah to Maya, and I don't even remember Jeremiah. Like, honestly, talking about Jeremiah Hodgkin is just that's a ghost. That person might as well have moved across the country. Because Maya is just so different in so many good ways. You think Maya is angry and bombastic. It's like phony anger. Like, there's very real righteous indignation, but it's not personal pain. And Maya is somebody who has grown and changed a lot over the 2-year period. And I'm someone who... I can't say that I accepted the idea of a transgender person. I can't say that I understood anything about it. I can't say that I really still do. But over 14 episodes, Maya and I sat down and talked about her transition, what she goes through, what her family. We talked to her parents, talked to Emily, her partner. You know, I had a ton of questions, and part of it was just to answer all the awkward questions that Maya, because she doesn't like talking to people, here's what I'm doing with my private parts. Here's how I feel about this. Here's what I'm going to dress as. Here's what the terms are. Here's labels. More than probably any other person in my entire life, Maya has pushed me to reevaluate societal norms. And are those societal norms good and healthy for individuals? So those of you who... have written me recently. It's Maya's fault.
Are you getting trolled on that?
No, but I will say that Maya is a very special person to those of us who are close to her. But for me specifically, just because of that podcast, where Maya really made me think about my language, the way that I treat people, the way that I think about people, the way that I love other human beings. The way that I joke about people, And the way that I think about false constructs of society, which is a famous inside joke, Maya, Evan, and I were driving along sometime, and we were like, yeah, Evan and I were just trying to cheer Maya up, because Jeremiah at that time was in a lot of pain, and like, you know, man, you're our friend. We just love you. You're a good friend. Fuck friendship. Friendship is a false construct of society.
Oh, wow. That was a dead on.
I know. I love it when Spangle gets fired up and just goes full Maya.
I don't even know if Amir could have done that.
No, but he can ululation like none other.
He takes pride in his.
But I look at something like Caitlyn Jenner, and I look at all the people that are commenting on their Facebook page. First of all, I don't understand why you have to make the correlation that because soldiers exist and they are brave, that Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner are less brave. Like, what sort of cognitive logical fallacy?
What
is
was
that?
The award? It was the soldier.
It was
that
a
was,
soldier.
Yeah.
It was an ESPY award, and the little girl.
A private organization. That can do whatever they want.
Right, the little girl who died of cancer. Versus Caitlyn Jenner, who is forever going to be an enormous cultural milestone, an enormous cultural icon. And I can't tell you the little girl's name. It's not that I don't...
I can. It's Lauryn Hill.
Right. I don't respect strumming her pain with my fingers.
Yeah, Fugees.
Yeah, the Fugees.
Bring it back to Haiti.
Fugees.
But
Fugees. Fugees.
It's not that I don't...
Refugees is what it's short for.
Fugees.
I know, Fugees. Yeah. Wyclef and...
Just because this private organization chose Caitlyn Jenner over Lauryn Hill, it doesn't make Lauryn Hill or Caitlyn Jenner any less brave or courageous or whatever. It's just like, why are so many people trying to tear down Caitlyn Jenner? If you don't agree with Caitlyn Jenner, if you don't like Caitlyn Jenner, if you don't agree with her choice, if you think she's demon-possessed, shut the fuck up.
Caitlyn Jenner represents where, on a different scale, where Rand Paul is.
When Dear Leader gets excited.
I'm just so tired of people who have to tell everybody else how to live.
Grandstanding.
I have my deep-held personal beliefs, and I believe in conversation. I believe that that is part of what creating Maya was about. It was someone who had honest doubts and concerns for their friend sitting down and having an honest conversation about what that friend was thinking, what they were going through, are they making the right decision? And it came from a place of concern. What I cannot stand is making Caitlyn Jenner a punchline to make yourself feel better because you're acting no better on your Facebook page than a schoolyard bully. And you should be ashamed of yourself because you're probably involved in some anti-bullying campaign at your kid's school, and then you post about what a faggot Caitlyn Jenner is on her Facebook page.
Zing!
You know, you...
Trigger word.
Lesbian.
I'm just...
I have PTSD now.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Frustrated.
I just can't. I'm frustrated. I can't.
I know how it is.
I can't understand.
That's what I mean. The world's changing.
Right. Why? But these are conservatives. This is not. These are not social justice warriors. These are conservatives.
They're ultimate
they
social
are
justice
now.
Warriors.
Yeah, they
because
are now.
They're cultural conservatives.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's, exactly. It doesn't. It's not. It's not the social justice warrior that's all about fairness and equality. They want to hold on to the last remnants of a tradition.
1950.
Yeah.
Right.
This is what has worked. This is what made America great. You know, the white picket fence, 2.5 kids.
And
it's all
that.
A myth.
You know,
it's all such exactly. a myth.
They think they're being moral. They think they're taking the higher moral high ground. And I grew up with that, a sense of I'm going to be on this team and I'm more moral than these other people.
It's like Mike Huckabee.
Sure.
Mike Huckabee will say till he's blue in his face that Josh Duggar, who by everyone's in the family admitted molested his sisters, he deserves to be loved and treated with respect and cared for in this tough time in his life because he's a member of his tribe. But Caitlyn Jenner is a joke, is a punchline, is to be made fun of, and is a freak.
Wants to spy on girls in the high school gym.
Listen,
it went one step further than that in saying that what gay people do in their bedrooms is far worse than what Josh Duggar did. And that really upset me because obviously what Josh Duggar did was not consensual between two loving adults.
And that is the point, okay?
And that's insane.
Here's the point. We have to get back in our society to libertarian principles. I am not trying to beat up on conservative Christians because I'm just not. I'm trying to beat up on people who think that they have a right to control other people. Exactly. And you have to examine. And Maya taught me this, and a friend that I have taught me how many subtle forms of control we try to have on other people. And someone like Mike Huckabee wants to control someone like Caitlyn Jenner because he doesn't agree with her lifestyle. Well, guess what? She's not hurting anybody. It's her property because it's her body, and it's none of your concern. But yet, the guy who touches his sister, who violates her body, should go to jail. And we can argue should be put to death because that's what
Daddy Duggar said. But I mean, he apologized with Caitlyn Jenner. And Mike Huckabee, it's not always that. Is that it's he feels compelled to live his faith.
Exactly.
And yeah, so when you feel compelled to live your faith, you feel the need to not quit on somebody. Try to convince them that your way is right because you love them and want them to be saved in the afterlife. And like Mike Huckabee is not the worst guy in the world. Duggar's worse.
He's a terrible bass guitarist. Yeah.
Which Duggar? Yeah. The father? Because you know diddling comes down. You know that, right?
Diddling always comes down.
Like steel beams that have jet fuel on them.
You know,
jet fuel. No.
And I just look at the Christian community, and because I had a very real choice to make, because, I mean, I don't know that I'm a liberal Christian, but when Maya told me that she was going to transition, I really thought about what I was going to do, because I'm going to get the biggest concern at the time was what will other Christians think of me because I'm associating with this person.
Because
and that's
bullshit.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah.
And you know what? I really thought through and I thought, you know what? I don't care what other Christians think about me. I care what Maya thinks about me.
Exactly.
She's your friend.
And what you think about yourself.
She's my friend. And what I think about myself. And saying to a friend who came out as transgender, I'm sorry I can't be your friend because I'm ashamed of what other people might say about me. That makes me a terrible person. That makes me a terrible friend.
Yeah.
And that isn't Christian at all.
And part of Maya's softening through that period, and not lashing out at people, and frankly, probably not hanging herself, was because of my friendship.
Which was the Christian thing to do.
Which, loving Maya for who she was and what she wanted to be, and not judging her and just being there. Because you know what? I'm not the one who is transitioning to a woman.
No.
It's not my choice.
Jesus wouldn't have walked through the streets of Bethlehem and pointed at Maya or Caitlyn Jenner and said, this individual wants to just peer on high school girls so he can get away with it. That's not what Jesus would have done.
What a freak.
Yep. That isn't what he... No, not... He wouldn't have shamed, you know.
Yeah.
One quote that helped me transition out of that kind of moral superiority complex
and
was,
into Belinda.
Belinda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Man, you just said transition on
you guys,
air.
I know he's going to quote
that's going to be
edited down. But the Walt Whitman quote, I read this like 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm sorry. He's just too excited over here.
I love quotes. Ewart. I think in the quotes. I mean, they just quote form. But anyhow, Walt Whitman said, re-examine all that you have been told and dismiss that which insults your soul. And that really resonated with me when it came to how other people decided to live their life and how, you know, I really should have no say in that, you know, because...
If you're a Christian, though, that's not necessarily true.
Exactly.
You have to preach the word. Because you are, by turning your back on them and not trying to save them, you are not living in accordance with them.
But how do you save somebody, you know?
Well, you can't, because it's a personal choice, so it's a conundrum.
Exactly right.
But you don't quit. That's the key.
Well, I do, because I don't.
Yeah,
I'm an atheist.
Well, you have one of those great shirts. Well, you got swag that you don't need.
I've got my gold.
I know. I see it.
Listen, we run the media, so this is definitely going to be a top
podcast.
We people.
My people.
Oh, Jehovah, tribe of Benjamin.
No, but
I'm
just
saying,
talk about silk shirts and bamboo buttons, and I can talk. You shouldn't judge other people. But
no, exactly. That's why I am
judging you, because you have a gold chain, and you're showing your chest hair. It's not right.
Listen, you should try to grow some chest hair.
Look at this hamburger meat right here. Look at that. Look at that. I'm a man, okay?
Are you ginger?
You want to see my back hair?
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Cut him off.
Take your cat food and get out.
I don't care how many guests
you
bring.
Take your cat food and get the hell out of here. I'm fucking with you.
I think part of the disconnect is that Christians have focused way too much on sexual sin.
When they're all engaging in it?
Well, not all.
Well,
because it's very
before marriage.
It's somehow
anal's not sex.
Shoop.
You want to go down that road?
No.
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 Let's leave that. Right. Nope. Don't
you guys invited a brutalist here? You know.
No, I mean? I'm a realist. What are you talking about? Like, act like it doesn't go on.
You're talking about adding exclusions, like we were talking about adding exclusions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't say it on paper.
The
so,
Christian Church. The Evangelical Church specifically and the Republican Party have committed suicide by making gay marriage their central
thing. I agree with you.
Thing.
And it boggles my mind how.
Because they could fundraise off it.
Right.
They've true. Planted their flag
but
and taken
terrible.
The moral high ground on Mount Butt Sex, and it's totally.
Oh, but
good.
You know.
Good Lord.
Is that my con?
I thought we were supposed to be on our best behavior.
Worst.
Good Lord.
Somebody play the Drake drop right
Mount
now.
Butt
Worst.
Sex.
They planted their flag on the moral high ground. That
no,
which
but
is,
the thing
oh,
is.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, that which is.
I thought we were talking ISIS.
No.
You need to get your head out of the gutter, Greg.
I can't get over Mount Butt Sex, so.
Is that a real mountain? Because I'm going to climb it.
Ultimately, to tie this back to,
these
to Caitlin.
These two, it's like having James Neese, Maya, and Creighton here all at once.
Yeah.
They're more tangential and get me off topic. This is the most ADD show, and we've had James Neese on with Creighton.
That's true.
Am I wrong? It's not that it's been bad.
We've had a 15-person show before, and Dear Leader wasn't this rustled.
It is, seriously, it's like trying to... You
is
two,
it this shirt?
No, it's the ADD. You two are ADD.
I'm not ADD. I just played off the cusp. Whatever comes to mind.
The cusp.
The cuff or the cusp?
The cusp.
Oh, that Martinsville education is really kicking in right about now.
No, I
never
I've
went
seen?
To class.
What?
Did I tell you what I seen? No.
I seen.
Whoa. You added
tractor?
A T to it.
There's seen. Not a T?
No. I seen.
Oh, there's not I a apologize. T in saint.
Are you sure?
That scent.
Anywho.
Anyways, remix.
No,
why are you giving me the look?
He's just upset because I said that they're out of control.
He's
no,
all hot
no.
bothered, Greg.
No, I'm not. No,
he's
I'm
offended.
Just, I actually just got distracted by something on Facebook and just went totally ADD on you and blocked you out.
I do that all the time, yeah.
He can't put down his phone.
It's time to wrap. I'm not going to use that. It's time to end this show.
All right. Are you sure?
Wrap it up.
What, hold on.
It
we
is
got
because
plenty of condoms.
This I caught myself on purpose.
We're darn near a 2.5 hour show, so we better end.
LibertyTalks.fm is not going to be pleased with Dear Leader.
That's okay. Yeah, we edit the show.
Well, they're not going to like some comments. Angel Clark specifically.
Yeah, she already blocked me.
Oh yeah.
Uh oh.
What was that for again?
Yeah, the one that you were able to fundraise off of, Javier Ayala's.
Oh, because she thought that
checks in to let everybody know he's safe.
Final thoughts.
You guys care
final thoughts on all this. Listen, evaluate who you are. Understand your personal principles, your personal values.
Exactly.
But understand that your rights. You are your own entity. You own your own body. You own your own property, and you are to defend that. But you are not to insert yourself and control other people's lives. And we do it not just through politics, but we do it on our own Facebook pages, and we do it on our own lives. And like I said last week, trying to help too much is a form of controlling. Trying to, you know, learn about the various forms of control. I mean, it just, your mind will be blown, and you will become a better person because you will start treating people with more respect and love. And isn't that what it's all about? Your life will be easier because you will not be trying to keep track of
absolutely.
15 other people and what they need to do because it's morally right.
Chris, I meant to talk to you about something.
You can.
Dear Leader.
Aunt Donna's out back. You know what to do. All right.
What?
So at the end of every episode, we give you the opportunity, you trolls, the chance to wrap up. Say whatever you like, anything that you didn't get to talk about, any points that you missed, any topic that's random. It's just your time to shine, to share with the world your deep, 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 deep thoughts.
How much time do we have?
You can take as long
as
you like.
I've got a long monologue.
We'll be back tomorrow. he's going to filibuster the podcast. I can feel it.
Greg, why don't you go first? Show these boys how it's done.
Oh, I don't know about that. But two things that were important to me. One, everyone that listens to this knows I have a soft spot for Joe Biden. And his son sucks. His son died of brain cancer on Sunday.
Yeah. The viewing or the funerals today. And the thing about Joe is Joe was elected to the Senate at 29. And the week he was elected, his first wife and child died. Mm-hmm. Car wreck. Really sad, awful life, and the guy's never quit. The guy shows up. The guy's never exploited his position for profit. He still has a negative net worth. He didn't want to live in the Naval Observatory where the vice president traditionally lives in D.C. Yeah. He wanted to ride the Amtrak home to Wilmington, Delaware, and go see Jill, who's a community college teacher. Like, he's if you're going to be a blue-collar Democrat, be Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, let that be the guy that you mimic, not Hillary Clinton, who, as I said earlier, his greatest political achievements marrying Bill. Not sure you can run on that. It's hard to draft a campaign unless you trot Bill
you
out.
You could ride on it, though.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right.
And then the last thing is, looking at Caitlyn Jenner's perspective, what options did she have? She, because of her family and her past life and being an Olympic champion and a public figure, she had no choice to do it privately. Like, Johnny Carson, when he left the Tonight Show, disappeared. Gold medal. No one saw him. Caitlyn Jenner did not have that option. They're on the most watched reality television show and spinoffs and the branding that exists maybe in the world. And so when you don't have the option for privacy going through a huge transition, your other if you just kind of feel your way through it, you're going to be dancing on eggshells and landmines, and you're going to get criticized for not being a big enough advocate, and you're going to be criticized for being out in public. So I kind of applaud Caitlyn for just making a choice, committing to it, doing the Vanity Fair spread. Yep, did it the full way, because if the other two options weren't real choices.
Right.
And so if you want to mock her for, oh, you know, you just, or what's that line in The Social Network?
My roots.
Stand on my shoulders and call yourself tall. Because that's what a lot of the trans community did. You know, they said, oh, because she's rich and blah, 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 and, you know, famous family, you get publicized and you never went through the struggle. You never
commit.
But that's the same with every person that's a part of any movement and becomes the tipping point or powder keg of that movement.
Exactly.
Everyone builds, I mean, Newton, any field, whatever you do, you come after those who stood before you. Rand Paul is only in polling within the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire because his dad yelled out in the wilderness for 25 years and luckily had a safe seat. And, you know, he stands on his dad's shoulders, but that's not a knock on him. What should he go do? Yell out in the wilderness for 20 years so his son has a shot?
Right.
You know, it doesn't make it noble just because they're not OG. And that bothered me about the Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Aaron?
I just want to thank you for letting me come on and chime in a little bit. And, you know, I'm kind of distracted. My mind's in a different place. I've got the Haiti drawer out. And I'm just thinking about going to Haiti tomorrow on a missions trip because I'm a selfish libertarian.
Well, I'm glad we could have you on your final week of life.
So, I might not be coming back. No, I've been quite a few times.
What are you doing there?
We're actually going down with a group called Blue Dots. It's a great organization out of Bern, Indiana. And we're installing water filters in people's houses, probably 70 to 100 water filters.
Wow.
And they typically last like 15 years for each family and can filter like 1 million gallons of water. So
is there a place that people can learn more and donate if they want?
Yeah, I think it's bluedots.org, and you can find the Blue Dots Facebook page through me. I'll share it tonight if you guys want to find it on my page.
Okay.
So
Aaron, that is Aaron. Ewert.
It's Ewert. Yeah, you're finally pronouncing it correctly.
E-W-E-R-E. I'm only doing it because you're here.
Angel.
And so the history of the property down you're going.
Oh, yeah. Haiti? We should talk about Haiti. We can go.
My father-in-law started a mission back in the 80s, and he's been going in. He's got, I think, something like 7 churches he started and keeps going. And then he's got several schools. I can't remember exactly how many. He's trying to build a hospital. It's kind of been a snowball of things that that he's been doing there since the 80s for over 30 years. And he's kind of poured his life and heart into that. He could be a rich man, but he's donated everything he's ever made to helping the Haitian people. And and has allowed me to go in several times, and I can't thank him enough for that. So
well, tell him that we've donated a new section on our website to the Haitian people. And
awesome.
No,
we
very,
just
very
we just got a Haitian it's endorsement from somebody. Right. We'll cook
it's
it
Ebenezer Outreach is my father-in-law's.
Cool. The Haitians
and then Columbus,
help.
The
Tyler's,
land.
Tyler actually.
Oh, I've
me
been
on my first
I've been
trip.
Multiple times.
He's been a couple.
I've
times
been electrocuted in Haiti. That's not something you want to have happen.
I like so. That he is starting to go on this heartfelt plea about. You no, know, like, he's going to no. He's going to Haiti. He's going to do mission work. And, like, you immediately start busting his balls and making jokes about it. Like,
he has to. He's my cousin.
We lightly bully
to.
The
Listen,
ones we love.
It's right. me. Are you shitting me?
That's just Tyler. I just, you know. Yeah. It's
Tyler.
Term of endearment.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Not guilty? Is that?
No.
Is that okay? No, but for real. I appreciate you guys having me on. Hopefully we can do this more often.
We will.
Because we're so close and...
entertaining.
Like in distance?
I don't know if I'd say entertaining. That jury's still out on that.
We'll
I,
see.
I would say.
I think there'll be good feedback on this show.
I think there should Maybe. Be higher ratings, I hope.
You got to share it. You got to share We Are Libertarians with
one like, one pray.
Right.
Two likes.
One positive vibe.
Shut up.
Two
no
likes? I don't know.
One comment equals love and light.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, gosh,
like that.
Aria.
That is starting to take off.
It's really bothering me.
The amount of positive vibes I'm getting in my inbox is out of control.
Can I just Guys. Respond to those messages?
I apologize
yes,
to the,
you can
the
right now.
Dots and Blue Water group. I got the website wrong. It's dotsandbluewater.com if you want to donate or
DOTSON.
How do you
dots,
spell
like
it?
A dot,
spell
like
it
a,
out.
Oh. Yeah, D-O-T-S.
D-O-T-S dot com.
Dotsandbluewater.com.
Dots blue and, water. And blue water.
All right.
Anyway, I'm no affiliation to that, so.
All right. Well, thank you two for coming up.
Oh, you're welcome,
it
dear
is,
leader.
It is very fun to chat with you guys on a daily basis. And
thank you for the gifts.
Have you, thank you
oh,
for the
Oh, you're welcome.
Presents.
Yeah, will, don't spend all
the booty.
I will be sure to use these Magnum condoms as soon as possible.
Don't use them all on yourself.
Well, that is not nice. Dear Leader is very romantic, okay?
I know.
And generous.
Thorough.
Very thorough.
I'm just
thorough.
Joking around here in this golden palace. All the light blinded me off the walls are golden.
Okay, I want to... I was going to end with Joe Biden first. That was a terrible tragedy, and part of being a human being is... accepting that other people are going to disagree with you, but we all share a common human experience. And boy, if that wasn't the worst. And there was a photo of the today that's just heartbreaking. Yep. You know, and that leads into the second point, which is not everybody is going to live a life in the way that you think that they ought to live a life. We love to joke. We love to make fun. We love to tease each other. But generally, we are ourselves are the butt of the joke, or the people that we love and respect are the butt of the joke. I make fun of Greg. Greg makes fun of me. But we try not to do it in a mean way. We try not to... we can be as nasty with each other as we want because we can say I'm sorry to that person. Mm-hmm. But we try never to be too mean to other people, except Lindsey Graham. Fuck that guy, right? Am I right?
Right in the pussy.
Who called Jameis?
But... you know, when you are starting to put out things in the world, realize that people have genuinely difficult struggles, and you may not agree with Caitlyn Jenner, but there may be someone on your Facebook page who is going through the same struggles that Caitlyn is going through. If you just think before you speak, it's not about trans people. It's about people who are going through divorce, people who just lost a loved one, people who are going through, who are dealing with the fallout of sexual abuse, people who have been raped, people who are dealing with money issues. People, every single person in life has something deep within their core that they're struggling with. And you may be that person that triggers them, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm going to tell you how to speak. I'm just going to encourage you to always try to be respectful and loving mm-hmm. in the way that you make your jokes. And for God's sakes, please try and be funny. A joke about Caitlyn Jenner chopping off her nuts is no longer novel. It is no longer funny. just stop. You know, I learned a lot from Maya, who is tired of being a punchline in society. Maya could probably appreciate a funny trans joke, but not the same joke over and over and over, exactly. Reinforcing an attitude of dislike and hatred and unacceptance. I hope that I'm making my point clear, and I hope that I'm encouraging you just to speak in a way and joke in a way that is encouraging to other people, that is not...
Dear Leader certified.
Right, right. Because I think if you watch what we do, we're mean to each other, but we're not mean to society.
Yeah.
No.
Be kind, don't be a cunt.
Okay.
A what?
Cunt?
I thought it was a cop.
Cunt. No.
It's you didn't have to repeat it so many times.
Oh, he shook his head.
No, I just, you know,
just be
police
kind.
State triggered the, happens.
Yeah, I know. Triggered, literally. You're pretty swarthy.
Just be decent to your fellow human beings, because we're all in this together. Even if you're a Democrat, we're all in this together, and we love and appreciate you as a human being.
Even if you're a Democrat.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate your
vote.
Even
if you're a Democrat. Even if you're a social justice warrior that listens to this. Last but not least, we would like to thank Christy Avery. We had a few donations today. We accept donations on our website. Helps keep the pirate ship afloat here. It helps keep the hosting running, improving loading times, new equipment.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. No, that's not true.
I'm just totally kidding.
Bell's too hard.
Yeah.
But
this is...
We got a donation from our good friend Aria Torres. We got a monthly contribution from our friend Kirk French Jr.
Kirk French Jr., yeah.
But Christy Avery gave a donation that blew us away today and is truly humbling. And so we wanted to say thank you. We really appreciate that. What did you say in the Facebook chat group today about...
I'm always, you know... flattered people listen, but I'm stunned anyone ever donates.
Right.
Because, I mean, I know me.
Right.
And I know you, and I know you, too. And
yeah.
This
yeah.
isn't how you spend your life, people. No. Get a hobby.
No, but it is truly humbling that people see value in what we do. And we put a lot of time and effort into this, and we like being rewarded for what we're doing, and especially to the level that... that Christy enjoys what we do here. So
it was the Klazinski Studios.
We have to name like the gallery of Spangle memes.
You know what? She can request whatever she wants, and I'll make it for her.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I know she's listening all the way. We'll recognize her earlier in the podcast next time. It was a little bit of a weird beginning, but we need like a gallery, a Facebook gallery of all the Spangle memes.
Ooh.
The Christy Avery Gallery of Dear Leader.
Ooh.
Leader Museum of Modern Art.
Brought to you by Christy Avery.
Yeah.
Is that a separate Facebook page?
No, but it should be.
Should be.
Oh, I do have... Well, I can't go into the project that I have for Dear Leader. That is,
oh, great.
That is in the midst of being completed.
Am I getting Belinda Jennered?
No, you're not getting Jennered. You are getting...
No,
You are going to become a North Korean icon asking... You know, you are the leader of a communist, you know, closed off country, and
right.
I just feel like you need to be appreciated and publicized. That's why today the limo picture of you.
Oh, so
how we're going to start every We Are Libertarians with a motorcade of a picture
so readily available.
That's how we found out where this place was.
Yeah,
it was
you
all
just
the
followed
cars.
The picture. Of
yeah,
Chris
all the black
going down
limousines.
65.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh oh. Triggered.
You know, I said we need to be kind.
Uh-oh.
Who's not
to our fellow
kind?
Human beings?
Me?
This isn't live. Is
active
it?
Right now, Josiah Crones.
Nope. Delete.
If you are seriously going to put out a 1.5-hour show every week, you should get set up for Collins. That would make the show awesome.
Tell him to call in right now. I'll debate him. Let's
totally
go.
Awesome.
No.
I thought that Jonathan Upton
was
going to call in tonight with his deep man voice. He's got.
I love Josiah Crones. You know, I feel like a Christian. I
he,
won't give up on him. I just want to bomb
can
him
Can I ask
into
you
a
question?
I don't even know who
he's,
he is.
He's saying, you know,
why Greg, is there an Amish person using the cell phone?
Greg.
Josiah, yeah.
Greg cannot Amish give name. Educational 30-minute talks indefinitely, and you're going to have to start circling topics back.
He doesn't know me very well.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm saying.
I think that after he listens to this episode, he'll like the little bit of ADD we've added to it.
And listen to this, you little potato farmer.
Oh, shit.
But, alas. Oh, I have to do my Josiah voice. But, alas. He once made fun of my weight, so he's my least favorite listener.
I stopped that pretty quick.
But, alas, it is most likely that this period of consistency is but a fluke that shall be gone as quickly as a wave upon the sand.
What? Just like Liberty University's law school accreditation.
Oh. What?
Don't come in the kitchen if you can't stand the heat, Crones. Go pick some potatoes, bruh.
No, that's interesting. You know, we go back and forth, so I'm going to take his suggestion seriously. Just not him. If you are interested in us doing phone calls, I don't...
That's a terrible idea.
It's not, because I have your number. You can just call me.
Josiah, I like your attention to trigger discipline, though, in your profile picture. Excellent.
I will say that it adds way more complication to our lives to take phone calls. So if there is an overwhelming demand for phone calls, then we would do it. You know, anything for the people. I like to keep my people happy.
I just, now that we have a much more diverse and brutal demographic, I think that it would probably be a bad idea to just have anarchy and no rules.
Oh, I don't mind that.
No, come on.
These boys will behave.
Not this. These are not who I'm concerned about.
What are they going to call up?
You can hire me for free, and I will be the call screener. How about that?
Hey. Are they going to call up and say the C word because he just did it five times?
That's really a good point.
What's that call?
What is he screening, though?
Yeah. No, he's gonna get them riled up and make them even worse when they finally get on.
Take it out on the deer later.
We snurdly.
Yeah.
All right, I got snurdly. Yeah. Too soon. All right, I gotta go to bed.
Yep.
So
before,
because I have been up since 4:30.
I actually have to get up at 4:30 tomorrow and go to the airport.
Yeah.
You can go to Haiti and give him fucking freedom.
See, it's
total Wyclef move, bro. Yeah. Total Wyclef move.
I don't want to drop this, but I'm going to do mission work for the next time.
I'm gonna let you guys know I'm gonna go do the Lord's work.
You can donate if you want. Hashtag Jesus.
Hey, stop it,
white Jesus.
What?
What?
You guys, this isn't a thread. This is an actual show. We're trying to entertain here. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. You can cut that out, though. Greg, I don't know why.
Am I triggering you in my salmon?
Yeah.
My faded salmon? Yeah. Farm raised, not organic, not natural.
Poor Mark Rutherford to be associated with us.
Yeah, you should probably
I'm sorry,
just
Mark.
Two-part.
What? Yeah, this is, what, an hour and a half?
This will be a 2.5-hour show easy.
Yeah, we don't. Nobody's going to listen to that shit.
They will, but he's
no,
not
people.
To.
People hang on our every word.
Well, ladies, I'm single. You can hit me up on facebook.com/VillStation.
Must
YouTube VillStationHD.com. Hit me up. I'm a world famous rapper. I spit that hot fire. I drop them dank memes. Dear leader, I don't know shit about that.
Tyler,
I'm out of here.
If you want to date Tyler, you you must like memes.
Listen,
it's key.
I don't date. I pump and dump. So, ladies.
Okay. Well, there goes your
wow.
I'm just kidding. Unless you got a fat booty, baby.
Oh god. Apparently, number two, you must have a fat booty, and number three, you must love alcohol.
Yeah, it's a strange podcast to affiliate our mission with.
No.
For sure.
No, but for real.
So
you guys got them dank
Ebenezer
memes.
I guess.
Dank memes, good memes.
Yeah.
It's like that California Kush.
That is a strain of marijuana for
exactly.
You white people. So,
and that's just dank. So we got them California dank memes.
Oh.
All right, that's enough of this.
Cut them off.
Thanks. Anarchy. I'm against it now. I'm going back to constitutional republicanism.
Somebody's got to take control of this.
All right, well, I don't know how it could get any better than this, but I'm sure it could. So next time, we promise.
Nope.
No? I didn't do it
right? As always.
I'll follow the rules next time.
As always, we promise.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do it three times like we did the intro.
All right, ready?
Third time.
As always, we promise next time to do... Oh, see, okay. All right. As always, we promise...
To do better next time.
To do better next time.
So nailed drunk. It. So drunk.
Music for We Are Libertarians is provided by Hoosier musician Brian Keith Wallen. Please check out his website, briankeithwallen.com. The song is Bad Spell.